今天的讲课。
And special thanks to
our group. 那也特别感谢大家今天参与讲课。
For reading our
上这个加亚拉达玛的话，然后再来提上讲课。
加亚拉达玛拉达，阿比哈里。
学我们一起来看到瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第36到37节。这首故事进展到这里，阿扎米德就致意人来现场，然后威士米杜塔和亚马杜塔都进去了，然后他就，然后阿扎米德还继续待在自己原来这个老的躯体当中，他的人生他就以一种健康的方式来忏悔，来后悔他罪恶性的活动。而在之前的那个诗节当中，他就做出了一个桑考帕。桑考帕的意思就是他很心缺，就不知道要做什么。他看到自己这个身体上的问题，全职的是想要让自己重启，
他不想再回到自己曾经那些很罪恶的生活状态。他想要完全的全醒，可以回归守神。所以说他现在就看到了这个棒的很了不起的机会，就真的不想再错失机会了。因此他就在诗节中说到，我要开始控制我的感官，控制我的心意。然后我的感官。我要从事到对于主的奉爱服务之中。并且他会非常注意小心不再堕入到愚昧无知之中。因此他就做出了这样一种非常清晰明确的决心。
Control his mind and senses by engaging in devotional service and to avoid anything that would cause him to fall away.
所以说他要通过他的奉爱服务来控制自己的心意和感官，并且同时避免接触到任何会导致他再次堕入到愚昧之中、远离奉爱服务的任何的这种事物。
There are six aspects of surrendering to Krishna.
对于 Krishna 的臣服包含有六个方面。
The first is to accept what is favorable for devotional service.
而第一个方面就是接纳对于奉爱服务有利的事物。
Second is to avoid what is unfavorable.
而第二个方面就是避免对于奉爱服务不利的事物。
So controlling the mind and the senses is favorable.
因此控制感官和心意是有利的。
Allowing the mind and the senses to do whatever they want.
允许心意和感官去做任何他们想做的事儿，那么这就是不利于奉爱服务的。
So if we're very clear about what we want, how we're going to do it, we have a much more likely chance of achieving our goal.
因此如果我们能够非常清晰的知道自己想要什么，能够非常清晰的知道自己接下来要如何做，那么就有很大的可能性能够实现目标。
In this case, Ajahn Mill's goal and our goal is fully awaken, become self-realized, and God-realized.
因此就这种情况来看，阿加米勒和我们的目标都是想要让自己全然的觉醒，能够获得自我的觉醒。
So controlling the mind and the senses, you can't even begin to awaken and become self-realized. What to speak of God-realized?
而如果没有心意和感官的控制，我们又怎可能能够获得自我的觉悟呢？那更不用提还能获得关于神的觉悟了。
Yeah, so Ajahn Mill is making this very clear determination what he wants to do and where he wants to go.
因此在这里阿加米勒就非常清晰地做出了他的决心，然后要决定自己接下来要做什么，要去往哪里。
So in that context, let's read text 36 and 37.
那么基于这样的一个背景介绍，我们就一起来学习36到37七节。
So I will read the Devanagari, I'll sing it, and then we'll do a word-for-word translation of purport.
所以就我来跟大家一起念这个梵文的诗句，然后的话呢，字对字的这个翻译，然后就是译文和要旨。
Vimuccha tamimam bandham vidya kama karmajam labuddha santo maitra karuna atmavan mochaye grishtavan atmanam yoshin mayatma mayaya vikredito jayai vaham krida mega vivadama atmavan self-alone. I was wondering, Krishna uses this word atmavan. Self-realized or situated in the self.
就是说他看到这个当中的那个梵文字眼叫阿特玛万，其实这里的释义就是自我觉悟，然后在那个博迦梵歌里有同一个这个词，然后为什么当时用那个词就是来指文处于自我之中。
What got my attention because that's a uses that uses this word Atmavan in chapter 2 verse 45.
所以这个词就引起了我的注意，因为 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》的第二章第45诗节，然后也提到了这个词。
Okay, so let's read the word for word.
我们现在一起来看一下字对字的翻译。
Vimuccha
已经免于。
啊。
那个。
啊。
这个。
慢的。
束缚。
哎呀。
由于愚昧无知。
啊。
因为色欲。
Karma 的障。
由活动造成。
I'm sorry. What is this?
不知道为啥手机老是响。
Stop.
Oh, don't take this. 不是我的手机出问题了，不知道为什么就是关不了机。
I'll turn off my phone so they can't get me.
Okay, 现在就把手机关掉了。
Okay. Let's see. Where were we here? Karma.
Karma, 因为色欲。
Karma jam.
由活动造成。
Sarva Bhuta.
众生的。
Rit.
拥有。
Santa.
非常平静。
Maitra.
友善的。
Karuna.
同福的。
Atmavan.
自我觉悟的。
Ochaye.
我将松开。
Gastra.
被囚禁的
Atmana,
我的灵魂
Yoshit Mayaya,
以女人的形式
Atmamayaya,
被至尊主的错觉能量
Vikridita,
愚弄
Aya,
被什么什么的
Deva,
肯定的
Aham,
我
Vida Vrega,
受控制的动物
Deva,
如同
Adama,
如此堕落。
Translation of purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because of identifying oneself with the body, one is subjected to desires for sense gratification. Thus, one engages in many different types of pious and impious actions. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of a woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by a woman's hand. Now I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness.
译文：与自己的躯体认同使人受制于感官享乐的欲望，因而从事各种各样多种类型的虔诚活动和罪恶活动，这就构成了物质束缚。现在我将要从由至尊人格守神的错觉能量以女人的形式所给予的物质束缚中解脱出来。作为最堕落的灵魂，我受错觉能量的欺骗，就像受害者一样，变得像一条听女人指使跳舞的狗狗一样。我现在要摒弃一切物质享乐的欲望，从这种错觉的影响中解脱出来。我要成为众生仁慈的祝愿者，让自己始终全神贯注于 Krishna 之觉。And so I shall begin with Purport.
Yes, please.
要指这对所有具有 Krishna 之觉的人来说，都应该是下定决心的标准。有 Krishna 之觉的人应该让自己摆脱错觉能量 Maya 的钳制，应该总是对其他处在这种钳制中的人感到怜悯。 Krishna 知觉运动中的一切活动都不仅是有利于自己，事实上也有利于众生，这就是 Krishna 知觉的完美之所在。只对自己获得救赎感兴趣的人，其 Krishna 知觉不如那些怜悯他人从而传播 Krishna 知觉运动的人。像后者这样进步的奉献者永远不会堕落，因为 Krishna 将给予他特殊的保护。这就是 Krishna 知觉运动的总体实质。所有的人都像错觉能量手中的玩偶，按他的操纵行事。我们参与 Krishna 知觉运动，不仅是为了拯救自己，同时也是为了拯救他人。In the proper.
Thank you very much. Oh my God, I'm going to shout. I'm going to announce it like I am. Chaksu, really tempting. That's my dream.Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pachayani, Vishesha, Svendivari, Vastatam, Vishatama, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Adwaita Vinaya, Shri Vasudeva Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.Check out my therapist, John, Krippa Sindhu, baby, John, Vaishnavi, Ramaha. So, in this few verses, Madan Mili is continuing to formulate his sankalpa, his determination.
因此在今天的这两个诗节当中，阿甘米勒继续的来表述他的这个sankalpa，也就是他的决心。
So we should study this sankalpa.
所以说我们应该好好地学习一下这个 sankalpa.
Prabhupada, he says in the beginning of the purport, he says, this is the standard of determination for all Krishna conscious persons.
而帕帕就在要旨当中说到，这样的这个决心对于所有的这个具有 Krishna 知觉的人来说，都应该是必须要下定决心的标准。
Because a Krishna conscious person should be very determined to free himself from the clutches of Maya.
然后他说 ，Krishna 知觉的人就必须要这个非常坚决的想要让自己从 Maya 的钳制当中解脱出来。
And he also should not forget about others.
并且同时他Krishna 知觉的人也不应该忘记别人。
Because everyone is suffering the clutches of Maya.
因为每个人都在 Maya 的钳制当中受苦。
Yeah, so once we find a way to unshackle ourselves, we find freedom, and we have to help others that are still handcuffed by Maya.
而一旦当我们找到方式，能够把自己手上的枷锁给解下来，从而从 Maya 的钳制当中解脱出来，获得自由。 那么我们就应该来帮助别人也能够从玛雅的这个掌控中解脱出来。
Yeah, so he, Ajamil, in the verses, we see a certain progression.
Oh, progression. 嗯，因此在这两个诗节中，我们实际上可以看到阿加米勒的这种有点像一种进步、进程的这样一种过程。
So he wants to become free, wants to find real freedom.
而他想要得到真正的解脱，获得真正的自由。
And he realizes that he's been captured.By Maya's ignorance.
然后他意识到自己曾经就是一直以来都是被玛雅给抓住给钳获住。
Somehow we ignore the Lord.
不知怎的我们就曾经忽略了主。
And out of that ignoring comes ignorance.
而由这种忽略就诞生出了愚昧无知。
Ignorance of our true self and our relationship with God.
无知于真正的自我，也无知于我们与主之间永恒的关系。
So once we forget who we are, we're bound. Now we're in handcuffs.
而一旦当我们忘了这些，那就完全就是被这个玛雅给钳制住了。
So from that ignorance of ourselves and our relationship with Krishna arises the next, could say the next rope that binds us.
而由这种对于自我的真正自我的无知和对于与主之间永恒关系的无知，就诞生出了下一个把我们给捆绑住的这个绳索。
So, the next rope, the first rope is ignorance. Next rope is karma, rusticism.
所以说，第一条绳索，那么就是无知。我们无知于忽略了主，然后无知于真正的自我，无知于与主之间的关系。而第二条绳索就是卡玛，就是充满色欲的欲望。
Out of lusty desire, the rope of lusty desire arises the next rope.
而从这个色欲这条绳索当中，又诞生出了下一条绳索，
就是卡玛将，
就被叫做卡玛将。
In other words, we forget who we are.
就是换言之，就是我们忘了自己是谁。
Out of that forgetfulness arises material desire.
然后，而出于这种无知，这种遗忘的话呢，就诞生出了物质的欲望。
And then we act on that desire.
然后我们又基于这种物质欲望采取行动。
We become entangled in the law of karma.
然后我们就被束缚在，然后就搅拌在了这个业报。Sorry, entangled in what?
The law of karma, action and reaction.
然后我们就被捆绑在、被束缚在了这个业报的法则之中，这种作用和反作用力。
So all action, you know, physical action, first begins in the mind.
所有物质上的行动首先都是始自于心意的。
Before we run after the opposite sex, we're thinking about the opposite sex.
所以说在我们开始去追求异性之前，那么首先都是先想着异性的。
And the reason we remove the opposite sex is because we're feeling incomplete.
而我们之所以追求异性、想着异性的这个原因，就在于我们感到自己是不完整的。
So then it becomes a vicious circle.
所以说由此这就成了一个恶性循环。
You're dissatisfied.
我们感到不满足、不满意。
We run after the opposite sex and hoping to experience completeness.
然后由于自己感到不满足、不满意，就跑去追求异性，因为期望能够在与异性的结合之中能够获得这种完整感。
But we're never satisfied.
但是我们永远都没有通过这些方面来获得满足过。
Well, deeper into it.
然后结果就更加的堕入到了愚昧无知之中。
Lusty desires increase.
然后由此这种色欲就变得更加深重。
The fire just keeps burning.
所以这个火焰就继续熊熊的燃烧。
And so, Ajamil, he sees this trap of Maya, the perfect trap of Maya, to see how he's been captured.
所以说阿加米勒在这里就谈到他完全是看到了玛雅的这种完美的陷阱，他看到他自己是怎么样被钳制在其中的。
So there are many verses in the Bhagavatam that are actually similar to this.
实际上在佛教瓦坛当中有许多诗节都跟这个诗节是很类似的。
A man who's you know, feeling lusty desires towards a woman was considered a dancing dog in the hands of a woman.
所以说一个对女人心生出色欲之情的男人，那就被比喻作像是一个听女人指挥跳舞的狗狗一样。
Of course, this goes both ways.
当然这个是双方面的，不是只有男的才这样。
Lust is lust.
色欲就是色欲。
Whether you're a man or a woman or gay or whatever.
就是无论是男人还是女人还是同性恋都是一回事儿。
Yeah, it's not like that somehow it's all the woman's fault. Everyone is equally guilty.
所以就每个人都是就同等程度的这种有罪。
The soul in a man's body, soul woman's body, they're equally in ignorance.
所以说一个在男人躯体当中的灵魂和一个在女人躯体当中的灵魂都是同等程度的这个有过失有罪得。
They're feeling lusty because they identify with the body and forgot themselves.
而他们之所以充满色欲，就是由于他们认同于自己的躯体，遗忘了真正的自我。
So especially from sexual attraction, the illusion, the material illusion expands from that.
所以说，尤其是从这种两性之间的这种欲望之中，就诞生出了，不是诞生出了，就这个物质的幻觉就更加巨大的扩展开来。
And Rishabh Dev, he talks about this to his sons.
Rishabh Dev 也曾经对自己的儿子这样谈到过。
This is in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam.
是瓦坛当中的第五篇的内容。
He says, Prum sam sri maituni bhavametam duryor mitor vidraya grantam aho tato griha shatra sasapta vitara ashramo hoyam ahamnameti. He says the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence.
所以他这个凡人师节当中就说到，男性和女性之间的性吸引力实际上就是物质存在的根本原则。
Yeah, so this is our basic misconception of ourselves. I'm a man, I'm a woman.
所以说这是我们对于真正自我的这种最根本的最基本的错误的这种概念，那就是我是个男的，我是个女的。
In truth, every soul is complete, connected to the source of life, God.
而在真相之中，每个灵魂都是完整的，每个灵魂都是与他生命的源头与神相连接的。
But when we identify with the mind and the body, we feel incomplete.
但是当我们认同于心意和躯体的时候，却会感到不完整。
That's why we're so attracted to the opposite sex.
而这就是为什么我会如此被异性所吸引。
Then when the male and the female get together,
然后当男性和女性聚到了一块
儿。For a moment, we feel complete, one.
只有那么一个片刻时间，他们感到是完整的，感到自己合一了。
But because it's based on the illusion of the body, it doesn't last very long, just a few seconds.
但是由于这样这种感觉是基于躯体的这种对基于对躯体的认同，因此的话呢，这种完整感只能持续几秒钟，可能。
And then they become madly in love, madly in lust.
Madly in love. 而后的话呢，他们就男性和女性就会完全在色欲当中变得疯狂起来。
This increases the identification of the body.
而这个就会增加他们对于躯体的认同。
My body,
我的躯体
and your body belongs to me.
而你的身体是属于我的
I am mine.
我和我的
And now we need a home to live together.
Sorry, Gunaratika.
Now we need a home.
而现在我们需要一个家，然后我们才能一起生活。
My home.
我的家
Our property.
然后我们的房子
My children.
我们的孩子
My relatives.
我的亲人
My wealth
我的财富
My country
我的国家
And the material illusion just expands in this way.
所以说物质的幻觉就以这样的方式被极大的扩展开来。
So as devotees, we have to be aware of, we have to understand how Maya works.
所以说作为奉献者，我们应该知道 Maya 是怎样运作的。那么当我们知道 Maya 是如何运作的，就能够避免中了 Maya 的花招。
So Ajahnya is thinking out loud to himself, this is how Maya works, I'm going to avoid this.
所以说阿加米勒在这两个世界当中就把自己内心的这个想法然后就大声地说了出来，然后哦，这就是 Maya 运作的方式，我就要避免再中 Maya 的诡计。
And he's looking at his past, and he can see, this is how I fell down, this is how I became trapped.
然后他就看到自己的过往，然后就明白了，这就是我曾经堕落的方式，这就是曾经我为什么会堕落，会再次陷入到愚昧之中的原因。
Yeah, and he said, I was controlled by my lust, just like a dancing dog.
他说呢，我曾经就被色欲完全给掌控了，就像是一只在跳舞的狗狗一样。
Right, you can train a dog to dance by giving the dog a little bit of a few biscuits.
你可以训练一只狗狗跳舞，只要每次它跳好了，你就给它一点饼干吃。
It will sit, it will roll over, it will stand up on two legs.
然后狗狗会坐着，然后会打滚，然后还会两只靠后两腿，然后后两只腿站起来。
In this way, we forget our real self.
而以这样的方式，我们就真正忘记了我们就忘记了真正的自我。
We will neglect, pretend to be somebody else.
我们会忽略，会假装自己是另外一个人。
Just so we can get a few biscuits.
这样的话呢，我们去忽视掉真正的自我，然后假装成自己是另外一个人，然后这样的方式就好得到吃些饼干。
Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't get married and have a family. This is normal.
当然这并不意味着我们就不应该结婚，然后就不应该有家庭，然后结婚和有家庭是很正常的。
But Krishna says that his sex life according to religious principles. We need Krishna conscious families and children.
奎师那都说他自己就是这个按照宗教原则进行的这个性生活，然后说他自己都是，然后而我们是需要有这个奎师那知觉的家庭，有这个奎师那知觉的孩子。
Especially in this day and age, it's not practical for us to run off to a cave and leave society.
特别是在现今的年代，这个要我们大家都去山洞里坐着，然后完全远离社会，这是根本不现实也不切实际的。
The world needs devotees that engage in society but become Krishna conscious.
Engage in society.
We have to live in the society and work in the society, but at the same time come to a higher level of consciousness.
OK, 而事实上的话呢，我们需要奉献者参与到社会之中，在社会中工作，并且同时的话呢，培养出更高的知觉层面，社会是需要这样的人的。
The world desperately needs certain number of people to become self-realized.
这个世界是迫切的需要有一部分人能够有需要有一部分人能够成为能够拥有这个自我觉悟的。
We're freed from lust and no longer selfish.
而这样的人真正的从色欲中解脱了出来，然后完全变得无私。
That's what's really needed.
这就是真正我们所需要的。
Need a certain number of souls who are freed from the shackles of Maya and who can show others how to free themselves.
所以我们需要有一部分的这些灵魂是已经从 Maya 的这个钳制当中解脱了出来，获得自由，而他们也能够去向别人展示如何让自己获得自由。
It seems like, you know, the future, the next few years could be really bad for the world, or it could be turned around and become really good.
Seems like next few years would be really bad or turn around to be
really
good.
Yeah, I mean, the next 10, 20, 30 years is a very critical time for the planet.
所以说看起来的话呢，在未来的好，可能未来的10年、20年或者30年的时间，是一段非常关键的、至关重要的时期。因为这段时期的话呢，很有可能会对于整个星球来说，整个地球来说是非常糟糕的。或者的话呢，可能它会转变得非常非常的好。
Because if people can, if a number of people can actually become happy Krishna consciousness, that can help change the world in a real positive way.
因为如果有一群奉献者能够真正在 Krishna 知觉中变得快乐起来，那么他们就能够以一种真切的方式来使世界变得更好。
But of course, it just can't be theoretical. Each devotee has to really go through a transformation of consciousness and become actually happy.
当然这不应该是理论上的，就是来有自我觉悟或者帮助别人，而每一个奉献者都应该经历这个知觉上的巨大的转变。
This is the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's movement.
而这就是主柴坦尼亚的运动的大美之所在。
It's actually a movement of householders.
实际上这是一个居士 Grihastha 居士的这个运动。
This is Lord Chaitanya's followers are mostly all householders. No one left their home and went to a cave.
No one.
Yeah. All of his followers stayed at home.
All of the followers. 就柴坦尼亚的所有的追随者都是居士，他没有哪个门徒是就是他的，没有哪个追随者是离开了家然后跑到山洞里去打坐的。
Of course, there were a few who became Babaji's and went to Vrindavan, or lived in Jagannath Puri and lived a very renounced lives. But the majority of Lord Chaitanya's followers stayed at home, and Lord Chaitanya ordered them to stay.
当然就是主柴坦尼亚有一部分的追随者是成了 Babaji, 然后就住在文达文或者是去了加格纳的普瑞，在那边过一种非常气绝的生活。但是的话主柴坦尼亚的绝大多数的追随者都是待在家里的，然后并且主柴坦尼亚也训示他们，命令他们就是在家里待着然后做居士。
I've told the story many times, but when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, there was one Brahmin in the city of Kurba that he became so attracted to the Lord. The Lord stayed at his house for 3 days, but then when it was time for the Lord to leave, this Brahmin wanted to leave his family and go with the Lord. But the Lord forbade him.
其实我已经很多次的讲过这个故事了，就是原来主柴坦尼亚在那个南印度旅行的时候，他就住在了一个叫 Kurma 的一个城市那儿的一个婆罗门的家里，然后而这个他就住在一个婆罗门人的家里面待了3天，而这个婆罗门就是完全被主柴坦尼亚给征服了，给彻底的吸引了，然后所以说当主柴坦尼亚要走的时候，然后他也想离开自己的家园，然后跟着主一起，但是主完全就拒绝了他，禁止他，然后离开家人。
And so the Lord said to him, "Stand in your position." Stay in your position.
Stay in your position. 所以主就对他说了这样一个词儿，这个梵文词的意思就是待在你的位置上。
But he said, "Give up the process of trying to guess about who is God."
Give up the process of trying to guess who is God.
Yeah, give up the process of speculation.
然后他对他继续说到，就是放弃这种就是心智臆测的这样一种过程，想要去猜测究竟谁是主的这样一个过程。
He said, instead of that, just offer your obeisances to the Lord.
不要去这样做，反而你应该去把你的这个谦卑，把你的这个虔诚的去顶拜主。
Don't try and figure out who is God.
不要试图去弄明白谁是神。
But listen to the descriptions about God that are there in Srimad Bhagavatam.
反而应该去聆听佛教瓦坛当中所描述的关于主、关于神的这些文字、这些描述。
And chant the holy name of the Lord.
并且念诵主的圣名。
Then you will, even though you're living at home, you will become so full of.
而这样做就是即便你还 住在家里，你都会获得自我的觉悟的。
And then you'll develop love for the Lord.
而后你就能够发展出对于主的爱。
And the Lord is normally unconquerable. You can't conquer him. You can't force him to reveal himself.
而主是不可能被征服的，你是无法去强迫他来向你揭示他本人的。
But when the Lord sees that you love him and that you're attracted to him, that's how you conquer him. Then you reveal yourself.
但是当主如果看到你对他的爱，然后看到你就是看到你对他的爱，看到你对他的这种吸引，那么此时他就被你的爱所征服了，那他就愿意向你揭示他自己了。
So he said, it's not necessary for you to leave your wife or your children or quit your job.
所以说他就对这个婆罗门说，就是离开你的妻子和孩子，然后辞掉你的工作，这些都没有必要的。
But these things you don't have to give up.
他说这些东西是你，这些东西或者这些人是你不必放弃的。
But you have to give up trying to understand God on your own.
而你需要放弃的是试图靠自己来理解弄明白神。
That you have to give up.
这才是你应该要放弃的。
And you should just hear the glories of the Lord coming from the mouth of pure devotees.
而你只需要聆听从纯粹的奉献者的嘴巴里所流淌出的关于主的荣耀，并且去念诵主的圣名。
And in this way, not only that, not only should you stay at home, but then you should become a guru and teach others in your village.
那么以这样的方式的话呢，那么不仅你自己能够得到觉悟，并且你应该成为孤乳来教导你整个村落里的其他人。
So this is actually Lord Chaitanya's program.
这真的就是主 Chaitanya 的计划和节目了。
This program wasn't for everyone to become a sannyasi.
所以说他的这个计划并不是让大家每个人都成为 sannyasi.
Actually, he wanted everyone to stay at home but become a guru.
而实际上他希望每个人都待在家里面，然后自己自我觉悟之后的话呢，也能够成为孤儿一样来教导别人，帮助别人。
And that's really what the world needs.
而这实际上真的就是这个世界所需要的。
Everyone becomes stay at home but becomes self-realized.
每个人都在待在家里，而同时的话呢，能够获得真正的自我的觉悟。
It's very similar to Prahlad's prayer.
而这实际上跟帕拉马哈拉吉的这个祷文是非常相似的。
By the way, Prahlad never left home. Prahlad never left home.
帕拉子他从来没有离开过他的家。
He was the king of the universe.
他当时是宇宙之王。
He didn't leave his wife, he didn't leave his children.
他没有离开他的妻子，也没有离开他的孩子。
But because he surrendered his life to God, he became so realized.
而由于他把他的整个生命都完全臣服于了主，所以说他就获得了真正的自我的觉悟。
So he prayed for the happiness of the universe.
所以说他祈祷整个宇宙都能获得快乐幸福。
That swasti astu, let there be auspiciousness.
他说的这个句子的意思就是，就让这儿就有吉祥如意吧。
Let there be auspiciousness for the whole universe.
让整个宇宙都有吉祥如意吧。
Said may all the envious persons be pacified.
他说愿所有充满嫉妒的人都能平和下来。
If everyone practices bhakti yoga, then everyone will become pacified and peaceful.
如果每个人都能修习风爱瑜伽，那么每个人都能平缓下来，都能平和下来。
And it's only then, when we're peaceful ourselves, that we begin to consider the welfare of others.
而只有当我们对自己感到平静之后，我们才会开始去考虑别人的福祉。
So he said, let all living entities begin to engage in chanting the name of the Lord and remembering the Lord.
所以说他说让所有的生物体都能 参与到对于主的奉爱服务之中，能够真正的记忆起神，能够真正的去爱神。
Yeah, so the only reason we're envious of others and competing with others is because we don't know who we are.
而我们之所以会去嫉妒他人，会想要跟别人竞争的唯一的原因，就在于我们都不知道自己是谁。
We don't know our true self or our true value.
我们并不知道真正的我，不知道自己所拥有的真正的价值。
Therefore, we're in a state of fear.
由此，我们就处于一种恐惧的状态。
We feel threatened by anyone who is more beautiful than us, or more learned than us, or more senior in devotional service than us.
因此的话呢，当我们面对一个可能比我们长得更漂亮的人，或者比我们更有学识的人，或者是在奉爱服务当中比我们更年长的一个人的时候，就会觉得备受威胁。
So when we don't know who we are, we're always in a constant state of fear.
当我们不知道真正的自己是谁时，就会总是处于一种恐惧感的状态中。
Dissatisfied.
就会感到不满足，不满意。
And we look outside of ourselves, our true self, and outside of our relationship with the Lord to try and find happiness, peace.
而我们就会在真正的自我之外，在我们与 Krishna 的这个关系之外，试图努力的去寻找到快乐、幸福。
But when we do become self-realized,
但是当我们真正变得自我觉悟的时候，
then we become joyful.
然后我们就会充满了喜悦。
And we no longer see others as competitors.
此时就不会再看到其他人都是竞争者。
We're naturally humble.
我们自然而然的就会有一种谦卑的心态。
Tolerant.
容忍。
Respectful.
对他人充满敬意。
And we're no longer craving to be special and honored by others.
并且我们也不再渴求想要获得他人的尊敬，想要获得他人的赞誉。
So all of this is possible by offenses chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
而这一切都是有可能实现的，只要通过对于主的圣名的无冒犯的念诵，就能得以实现。
But of course, as devotees, we have to control our mind and our senses.
而当然作为奉献者，我们都应该控制自己的感官和心意。
By always chanting.
通过总是在念诵来做到。
You're chanting, you're not thinking about the past or the future.
当你在念诵的时候，你就没有去想着过去，也没有想着未来。
You're not living in your illusory self.
此时你就并没有活在这个虚假的自我之中。
You're Atmavan, living in your true self.
其实你就是 Atmavan, 也就是活在自己真正的自我之中。
Our true self is already an eternal being.
我们真正的自我本身就已经是一个永恒的存在。
Already joyful.
本身就已经很喜悦的。
Already free of fear.
本身就是不受到任何恐惧的这种打扰的。
That's self-situated.
这就被叫做稳处于自我之中。
But when we leave,when our consciousness is unaware of itself,
但是当知觉无法觉知到其本身的时候，
we leave the present.
我们就离开了当下此刻。
We can only leave the present by going into the mind.
而我们只能够通过进入到心意的世界之中，才会得以离开当下此刻。
Then we enter the false self.
而后我们就进入到了虚假自我。
It's in control.
The false self is in control.
Yeah.
Okay. 而此时的话呢，虚假的自我就处于掌控地位了。
If you're not watching your mind and you're identified with your mind, then your mind and its conditioning is in control.
如果你没有观察你的心意，如果你没有在观察你的心意，你完全在认同于你的心意，那么此时心意和心意所受到的物质世界的影响就会处于掌控的位置。
So the way to watch, the way to control the mind and the senses is to become the watcher of the mind.
而控制感官和心意的方法就是去成为心意的观察者。然后我们才能够把自己的心意投入到对 Krishna 的奉爱服务之中。而如果我们参与到这个奉爱服务之中，
念诵主要瓦塔。
We're thinking about something.
但是在这样做的过程当中，我们去想别的事儿。
Then we're lost.
此时，那我就迷失在心念之中了。
But when we chant, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, doing some service, okay, we actually have to be this.
因此，当我们在念诵主的圣名，在聆听瓦坛的讲课，或做其他的服务，比如说烹饪、做 prasadam， 那么在这些过程当中，我们真正的是要在那里的，而不是心里面想着别的事儿，是真正的在那里，就作为主的仆人的仆人，在那里去服务，在那里去聆听。
Yeah, like Krishna says that you may control your senses.
Krishna 就曾说过，你可能在控制你的。
But in your mind, if you're thinking about the sense objects, then you're just a pretender.
但是如果在你的心意之中，你总是想着感官对象，那你就只是一个假装者而已。
Yeah. So when we're lost in the mind, identifying with our thoughts, then we're functioning as this false ego.
而如果我们迷失在心意之中，完全认同于心意当中的念头和想法。那此时我们只不过是作为假我在运作着的。
And we imagine that we're separate from the source of life, Krishna.
而此时我们就想象，认为自己是与生命的源头 Krishna 相分离的。
And that's the cause of our unhappiness, our suffering, our despair.
而这就会给我们带来绝望，带来痛苦，带来不快乐。
Then we feel alone.
然后我们就会感到孤独。
We want someone to be there for us.
于是我们想要自己身边有另一个人的存在。
So we won't feel so separate.
然后这样身边有个人的话呢，就不会觉得自己是相隔绝、相分离的那种感觉。
We imagine that someone else can make us feel complete and whole.
我们就想象着认为另一个人可以让我们感到自己是完整的，是一个整体的这种完满感。
Of course, no one can do that.
当然，这世界上没有任何一个人能够起到这样的作用的。
But all the movies tell us, yes, we can do that.
但是所有的电影都说，是的，完全可以找到另一个人来让你感到自己是一个完整的个体的。
Practically every movie.
基本上每一部电影都是这样。
And we've been watching those movies since we were little kids.
而我们从童年时候开始就看这些电影。
Right, then we find that person.
然后我们找到另一个人。
We fall in love.
然后陷入爱河。
And for a while, we feel whole.
然后就有那么一段时期，我们就觉得自己是完整的。
But it doesn't last.
但是这种完整感却并不长久。
Because we can never find wholeness outside of our true self.
因为我们永远都不可能在真正的自我之外找到真正的完整感。
Impossible.
是绝不可能的。
Yeah, so sooner or later, love on the level of the mind will fail.
因此的话呢，基于心意层面的爱情，迟早都会失败的。
And you'll feel separate and incomplete.
然后你又会再次感到分离，感到不完整。
So this is something we've been doing life after life.
而这样的一种。做法这样的一种事情是我们一生复一生一直在做着一直在体验着的。
So until we look within ourselves to discover our true self, remember who we are, basically we'll feel incomplete.
所以说直到我们开始愿意往内看开始能够从内发现真正的自我能够记忆起真正自己是谁那么直到这一刻之前我们都会觉得自己不完整。
Yeah, so we have to perform, you know, bhakti yoga according to the, you know, direction of the acharyas.
因此我们必须要基于 acharya 们所给予的方向来进行我们的奉爱瑜伽的修习。
Surrender to Krishna.
然后并且向 Krishna 臣服。
Accept what is favorable.
接受。选择那些有利于奉爱服务的环境或者事情或者人。
Hearing the holy name, hearing the Bhagavatam, associating with pure devotees.
然后聆听瓦坛的讲课呀，然后念诵主的圣名啊，然后与主的奉献者联谊呀。
We should avoid what is unfavorable.
然后我们需要还去避免那些不利于奉爱服务的事儿。
Right. Basically, that means to follow the four regulative principles.
而基本上这就意味着遵循四项规范原则。
Right, eating meat, having illicit sex, taking intoxication, these are all unfavorable. They keep you in ignorance.
比如说吃肉啊，然后非法性行为，然后吸食麻醉品，然后赌博啊等等，那么这些都是不利于奉爱服务的这些事情，那么如果这样去做的话呢，就会继续让自己停留在愚昧无知之中。
Avoid the ten offenses in chanting，
并且避免对于奉爱服务的十项冒犯。
Yeah, so knowing what the ten offenses are, that's favorable.
因此的话呢，知晓十项冒犯是什么，这是有利的。
Then avoiding them, that's also favorable.
然后并且避免犯下十项冒犯的话呢，这也是
not avoiding them or you know just not making it a priority, that would be unfavorable.
而没有去避免十项冒犯，没有把十项冒犯作为人生的这个头等事项、头等大事来做的话，那这就是不利的。
So in this way, we surrender to Krishna.
那么以这样的方式，我们就得以向主臣服。
Knowing that He's our maintainer and protector.
知道主是我们的维系者，是我们的保护者。
Becoming meek and humble.
能够让自己真正的变得恭顺谦卑。
Making our will the will of the Lord. Becoming one with the will of the Lord.
并且让我们的意愿与主的意愿合一。
So these are the six aspects of surrender to Krishna.
而这就是对于 Krishna 的臣服的六个方面。
And then Krishna says, that's the only way to overcome Maya.
而 Krishna 就说，这才是战胜 Maya, 克服 Maya 的唯一的方法。
Yeah, actually, in this verse today, Ajahn Mill, he admits that the form of a woman is actually, for a man, is Krishna's Maya.
Krishna's Maya.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 实际上在今天的这个诗节当中，阿加米勒就承认到，那么对于一个男人来说，女人的形体实际上就是 Krishna 的 Maya 能量。
Yeah, so we cannot overcome Maya by our own limited power.
我们是不可能靠自己这种有局限性的，然后很微小的这个能量来能够战胜得了 Maya 的。
We have to surrender to Krishna.
然后我们必须要向主臣服。
The six ways that we just talked about.
就以刚才我们所谈到的那六个方面、六种方式来臣服 Krishna.
Accepting what is favorable.
接受有益的
favorable for Bhakti.
接受对 Bhakti 有益的
doing what is pleasing to Krishna.
做那些取悦 Krishna 的事
avoiding what is unfavorable to Bhakti.
并且避免对于 Bhakti 不利的
knowing that Krishna is our protector.
知道 Krishna 是我们的保护者
knowing he is our maintainer.
知道他是我们的维系者
knowing how tiny we are, becoming meek and humble.
然后让自己真正的谦卑恭顺下来，知晓自己是多么的渺小。
And then we accept the Lord's will. We say to the Lord, I belong to you.
而后我们接受主的意愿，我们对主说，主啊，我属于你。
This is how we overcome Maya, not by going to a cave.
这就是我们征服 Maya 的方式方法，而不是通过去山洞里待着，然后来征服 Maya 的。
Yeah, so Krishna, he says this in Chapter 7, verse 14.
So Krishna 就在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章第十四诗节谈到了这一点。
Daivyeshu gunamayi mama maya garatiya Mame vajay prabhajyante maya mitran tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
我的神圣能量由这三种物质自然形态构成，难以克服，但是臣服于我的人却能轻易的跨越。
So this is actually Ajahn Mill's mood.
所以说这实际上就是阿加米勒此刻的心态。
He's going to do what is favorable for Bhakti, and he's going to avoid what is unfavorable.
他将要去做对于 Bhakti 有益的事，并且避免对于 Bhakti 无利的事。
Yeah, he's going to control his mind and his senses.
他将要开始控制自己的心意和感官。
With the aim of pleasing Krishna.
抱着这种想要取悦 Krishna 的意图。
And he's going to avoid associating with women in a materialistic way, like he did in his previous.
并且他要让自己，他要去避免以物质的方式来与女人联谊，就像他曾经那样做的。
He's going to be careful.
他会开始非常小心谨慎。
Just like in medicine, you have to wear gloves to protect yourself.
这就像是在医药行业的话呢，医生或者是护士都会戴那个手套来保护自己不被感染。
I remember when I first started working in the medical field, nobody wore gloves.
Really?
Yeah.
In the 1980s.
Yes.
我记得顾说，我记得我最开始在医疗行业工作的时候，然后就是80年代，那个时候周围人都没人戴手套。
I delivered many babies.
With barehanded.
Barehanded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
然后当时不如说，但是我接生了好多小宝宝，然后都是不戴手套的接生的。
I started thousands of IV.
What? IV? Oh, you mean like in...
Put the needle in the skin and draw the blood?
Yeah.
And give medicine to a lion?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Intravenous.
Yeah, I see. 然后不如说，当时他就是给别人就是静脉就是抽血嘛，然后用那个扎针扎到静脉里面抽血，然后都是不戴手套的。
I had many gunshots, many stabbings, my hands, my body soaked in blood.
然后故事说着，当时他就是去救护现场，然后不是看到那些人的那种枪伤啊，然后或者是被别人给扎了一刀的那种刀伤的时候，然后他去救人的时候，就自己的双手沾满了这些人的伤口当中流出来的鲜血。
Then in the 80s, disease AIDS, people discovered AIDS and it became, especially in San Francisco, everywhere.
Oh, I see. So since then, that people start wearing gloves.
Yeah, and many other types of protective devices so that you don't contact the blood.
I see. 然后而之所以大家开始戴手套，然后并且就是选择并且开始进行其他的那些保护措施的话呢，就是不用接触到病人的这种病菌啊，然后鲜血啊那些，就是由于当时80年代发现了艾滋病，然后特别是在那个三藩市那儿，旧金山那儿，然后有很多艾滋病患者，然后从那个时候开始大家才开始戴手套了。
So we have to be careful.
所以说我们非常小心才行。
Also, we have to chant 16 rounds a day. That's like a protective shield, you know, that surrounds us with the holy name, the vibration of the holy name.
并且我们一定要做到每天念诵16圈，因为每天的16圈念诵就像是一道屏障一样，一道保护膜一样的把我们包裹起来，然后这种声音的震动。
We should regret our past sinful life and vow not to repeat those sinful activities anymore.
因此我们真的要后悔自己曾经做过的罪恶的活动，然后并且发下誓言，再也不在未来继续重蹈覆辙。
Yeah, so we want to be like Ajahn Mill in his second chance.
所以说我们想要变得就是像这个有了第二次机会的阿嘎米勒这样。
Okay, so I'll be quiet now. And Up for any comments or questions.
其实现在正课讲完了，大家如果有问题的话呢，就可以提出来了。Let me check if there's any questions from last week.
Okay.
我们来看看上个星期还没回答完的问题。上个星期最后回答的是菲儿的问题，对 ，OK。我们来看上周剩下的问题。第一个是小小的仆人图图所当时问的，顶拜亲爱的咕噜，圣帕帕在教旨中说我们是借着 Krishna 和灵性导师的仁慈得以被提升，问题是我们是先获得仁慈然后再努力呢，还是先努力然后才有仁慈呢？ OK, so Tutu was asking last week that you know, she's offering her humble obeisances to you, and Prabhupada says in the purport that we get elevated because of the mercy from Krishna and the mercy from spiritual masters. So my question is that we get the mercy first and then we endeavor, or we endeavor first and then get the mercy?
Well, it's both.
Well, you mean what she asked those two questions about both?
Yeah, you know, both are important. Without the mercy, we cannot become elevated, but we also have to be willing to accept the mercy and put ourselves in a position where we can receive the mercy.
Being in condition so that we can receive the, 所以说这两者都要有，就是我们自己的努力要有，然后并且 Krishna 和灵性导师的仁慈也必须有。那么我们首先就是要，我们应该就是努力，对，努力，然后获得仁慈，而同时的话呢，我们也要有意愿，愿意来接受仁慈，愿意把自己放在一个位置上来获得主和灵性导师的仁慈。
Yeah, the common example is given, you know, to illustrate this point. If you've fallen into a well and you can't climb out on your own power, you're stuck there.
所以说一个很常见的一个例子的话呢，来阐释这一点，就是假如你要是掉到一口井里面，然后你靠一口深井里面，你靠自己的力量是根本无法从井里面爬出来的，那么你肯定就要借助别人的帮助才行。
Material world is like a dark well that you've fallen into.
而物质世界就像是这样一口深井一样，是我们掉在其中自己爬不出来的。
On our own, we can't really get out.
靠我们自己是真的无法从这口深井当中爬出来的。
But if somebody throws us a rope, now we can get out.
但是如果现在有人给我们抛下一根绳子，让我们沿着绳子爬上来，那我们就能得以逃脱这口深井。
Yeah, so the holy name, spiritual master, Krishna's teachings, these are the rope.
因此主的圣名、灵性导师以及 Krishna 的教导，这些就是我们的绳索。
Yet, in order for us to take advantage of the rope, we have to use our free will and grab onto the rope. We have to do something too.
然而如果我们想要来真正的利用 这根绳索，利用这些仁慈，那么这就取决于我们的自由意志了。我们自己愿不愿意抓上这根绳子，愿不愿意爬上去。
Yeah, so Prabhupada, he's throwing a rope to all of humanity.
而帕帕就把这根绳子抛给了世界上的每一个人。
You just have to grab onto it and follow his teachings and, you know, apply them in our life.
而我们只需要抓住他抛下来的绳子，遵循他的教导，并且把他的教导运用在实际生活之中。Next one?
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看下一个问题。这位叫 Hare Krishna 的奉献者所说，顶拜老师，老师在没有学习 Krishna 知觉之前，什么都不怕，甚至精微的看得见的看不见的都不害怕，也不怕天黑胆非常大，但进入 Krishna 知觉以后快三年了，最近一年老是感到害怕，黑天也怕，还有心里也怕，不知道为什么。学习 Krishna 知觉应该越来越无畏呀，为什么呢？ So this devotee was asking that prior to the time that he or she studied Krishna consciousness, not afraid of anything, even those subtle things, you know, the invisible things, he's not afraid of it, and also not afraid of darkness. However, when he got into Krishna consciousness almost 3 years now, the recent year, he's always scared about the darkness, scared about somehow, you know,fear in the heart and not knowing why. Isn't like studying Krishna consciousness means that you become fearless? Why is that?
Well, you know, before he came to Krishna consciousness, maybe he was so lost, so distracted by the material world that he didn't notice his fears. He just didn't think about anything.
Notice the fear.
Especially young people. They're so distracted, they never think about that. They feel invincible. It's just a false sense of security, especially when you're young.
所以说在你加入奎希纳之学以前，很有可能哈，就是说你完全是迷失在这个物质世界之中，完全是被这个物质世界给完全给弄得很走神很分神的那种状态，然后都没有注意到自己的这种恐惧，并且特别对于某些人来说，可能特别是年轻人哈，就是说从来都不会觉得害怕，然后有这样一种自己战无不胜的这样一种感觉，因为特别是年轻的时候，我们都会有一种虚假的安全感。
But even if you're not a devotee, as you get older, that false sense of security begins to diminish, and you start to see how fragile life is in the material world, how temporary things are.
但是即使假如哈，你没有加入 Krishna 知觉，你不是一位奉献者，但是随着年龄的增加，这种虚假的这种安全感都会逐渐的减少，因为你会开始看到生命是多么的脆弱，你会开始真正的明白在这个物质世界当中所有的事物都是短暂的，都并不能长久。
When you first come to Krishna consciousness, you're learning the theory, you're learning the teaching, you haven't realized it.
因此在你最初加入 Krishna 知觉的时候，你了解里面的理论，了解这门教导，但是这些只是一种理论上的理解，并没有真正的觉悟到，就现在你还没，就是最开始的时候都还没有觉悟到。
And you start to see things and think about things that you never were aware of before, like, you know, that you're not the mind and the body and how temporary the material world is.
而在你学了这些知识以后，你开始看事情，开始思考事情的这些方面的话呢，是曾经的你完全都没有觉知到过的，因为你开始会想，哦，我不是这个躯体，不是这个心意，这个物质世界当中的一切都是短暂的，等等等等。
So that can be a little scary.
所以说这可能会是有点令人感到害怕的。
It's like if you walk into a room, it looks okay, it looks rather clean.
这就有点像是当你有点像是假如你走进一个房间，这个房间的话呢看起来还是挺干净的。
But if you start to sweep the floor, suddenly you see all of this dust coming up.
而当你如果这时候开始扫地，就会发现诶，怎么这个地上这么多的灰尘全部扬起来了。
So that's the beginning of Krishna consciousness is like that for some people.
因此的话呢，可能对于一些人来说，这就是 Krishna 知觉开始阶段的这样一种状态。
Of course, to be afraid of anything, you have to leave the present moment, go into your mind.
当然，如果我们要对任何一个事物感到害怕的话，就是这种充斥着这种恐惧感，就意味着我们必然会离开当下的此刻，转而进入到自己的心意这个虚幻的世界之中。
You have to imagine what might happen.
必须得去想象接下来会发生什么，未来会怎么怎么样。
Of course, that's just an image in your mind. It's not real.
当然，这只是你心意当中的一个画面而已，它并不是真实的。
But if you're in the mind and you're identified with your thoughts, you're imagining all of these horrible things, then you're going to feel afraid.
You're what? Free?
You're going to feel fear.
Oh, fear. 然后如果你是完全陷在自己的心意之中，完全去认同于心意当中那些关于恐惧的念头，然后完全去想象着这个未来接下来会发生很多恐怖糟糕的事儿，那此时你自然会心生恐惧。
However, if you're situated in your real self,
然而如果你是稳处于真正的自我之中，
which is the divine light of awareness,
而真正的自我就是知觉的神圣的光芒，
you can only perceive it now because it doesn't have a past or future.
而你只能在当下此刻真感知到这个知觉的神圣光芒，而不可能是在这个心意当中，不可能在想着过去和未来的当中感知得到的。
Or you're chanting the holy name.
或者你在念诵圣名。
And you're just hearing the name.
而你只是在聆听的圣名。
Then you're not imagining anything about the future or worried about anything from the past, because you're just here listening to the holy name.
而当你在念诵的时候，你只是聆听着圣名，而并没有去想象着未来，没有去担忧着关于未来或者关于过去的事情。那么 此时你就只是聆听着圣名而已。
So if you're actually chanting the holy name and hearing the holy name, it's impossible to be afraid of anything.
所以说如果你真的是在念诵圣灵，真的是听到了圣灵，那是绝不可能会去心生恐惧，害怕什么什么事情，什么东西的。
So in order to feel afraid, we actually have to go into the mind and become identified with our false self.
而就是感受到这种恐惧感，是不得不进入到心意之中，完全去认同心意当中的这个虚假的自我的。
So I recommend that you read less, chant more.
所以说我就建议你，就是读书少读这个读的话呢，少读一点，但是花更多的时间来念诵。
Think less, chant more.
或者换言之叫做。少思考一点，多念诵一些。
That just means you're here.
而这只是意味着你就在这里。
Nowhere else.
而不是在其他任何一个地方。
You can only leave here by going into your mind. It's not real.
而你只能通过进入到心意之中来离开当下此刻，而心意的世界是并不真实的。
So you're here, and you're just hearing the sound of Krishna's name.
所以说你在这儿，而你就在当下此刻聆听着 Krishna 的圣名。
Do that and see if you actually feel afraid.
就这样来练习一下，看一看是不是在这样的过程中又会心生恐惧呢？
So if you are in the mind, you do feel afraid, just recognize it, acknowledge it, say, oh, I'm in the mind, there's fear.
而如果你要是又进入到心之中，又感到恐惧，那么此时就去承认这个恐惧存在，然后就说，哎，我又进入到心意当中了，这个恐惧的念头，这个情绪又冒出来了。
You can even confess it to the super soul.
你还甚至可以在此刻向超灵来坦白。
Lord, did you see that? I was just caught in illusion again.
主啊，你看到没？刚才我又被陷入到这个幻觉之中了。
Now I'm coming back to the reality. I'm just here listening to your holy name.
那么现在我又再次回到现实之中，回到此刻，念诵您的圣名之中。
Nothing horrible can happen. I'm eternal.
没有什么糟糕的事情会发生的，因为我是永恒存在的。
And I'm hearing the Lord's name. I'm protected by the Lord's name.
而我在听到主的圣名，我是被主的圣名在保护着的。
How lucky am I?
我可真是太幸运了。
This is it.
就是这个。
My search is over.
我的寻求已经停止了。
I finally come home.
我终于到家了。
Yeah, so just chant and hear. Actually hear. Just be there.
所以就是去念诵，然后并且聆听，自然而然的专注于当下此刻，你的聆听这个圣灵的声音。
And thank you for your confession.
并且感谢您在这里的这个坦白。
This is how we make advancement.
通过这样的一种坦白的话，我们就能取得灵性上的进步。
Okay.
Okay. One, two, two more. Okay. 我们来看接下来的两个问题，也是上个星期的。沙妈奎卡玛塔姐问的，亲爱的 Guru Day。有奉献者希望我能够向您咨询一个问题，他在念诵时运用您的方法发现这样的问题，他说吸一口气念三遍圣名时，鼻子还没呼就有一股气进入腹中，呼吸就会平住，过一会儿又会正常呼吸，这样正常吗？吸一口气，然后就一口气进入腹中，呼吸就会平住，过一会儿又会正常。 So Shama Kripa is asking on behalf of anotherdevotee, this Mataji says that when she is chanting, she is applying your method to do the chanting, and she has encountered this problem that when she breathes in and chant the three holy names, and before her nose can breathe out, can exhale, there's actually some air get into her stomach, get into her belly, and then the breeze will become I don't understand what is 平住, 什么是平住的意思。And then, like, I guess maybe she means that the breeze will just become even, and later, she can breathe normal again. So, is this actually normal?
It sounds like, it's not applying it properly.
不如说就听起来这位奉献者在运用这个练诵的方法的过程中还并没有做到恰当的运动恰当的这样一个方法的运用
Yeah, so sometimes I recommend chanting silently so that we can chant all the time, you know, in situations where you can't chant aloud, like on a bus or taking a walk or whatever.
所以有时的话呢我会建议奉献者就是默念圣名因为就是在某些情况当中比如说坐公交车呀或者散步啊或者是什么特殊的场合的时候你无法大声念的时候就可以默念圣名
Yeah, and I link it with the breath but sometimes it's confusing for devotees
所以说一般这种方法的话呢会跟这个呼吸有关但是的话可能对于奉献者来说会是有一点困惑的
Kind of like riding a bike at first, you have to learn, you know, become accustomed to it and get balance.
这就有点像是我们开始学着骑自行车，然后学着骑自行车的时候，要先习惯那种动作，那种感觉，然后慢慢的才会熟练起来。
So when we're using the breath, you know, to help us focus more on the mantra, it's really important that we don't stress our body out. We have to breathe normally.Make sure that we get enough oxygen. Even when we're chanting loudly, we have to make sure that we don't stress the body by not giving it enough oxygen.
所以说当我们就是运用这个呼吸来帮助自己专注于曼陀罗的时候，那么很重要的一点就是我们是正常的呼吸，而不会就是给身体带来压力感。因为带来压力感就是自己呼吸的不够不恰当然后导致这个躯体没有足够的氧气那么同样的就是在这个大声念诵的时候我们也要注意就是不要给身体带来很大的压力所以说带来很大的压力就是身体的这个氧气不够
So when the body is not getting enough oxygen then it gets stressed and then the mind gets stressed
而当身体没有足够的氧气的时候躯体就会感到极大的这种压力感而躯体感到极大的压力感的时候，心意也会感到很大的压力。
And similarly, when the body is breathing and you're taking deep breaths rhythmically, then the mind becomes calm. It's easier to hear the holy name.
而同样的，就是当你是恰当的、正常的呼吸的时候，那么你的躯体得到了这个充足的氧气，那也就会更加你的心意就会。平静下来，那么此时就会更加容易的专注于圣名。
So what I would recommend to you and what I do for myself mostly when I chant silently is the exhale takes longer than the inhale.
所以说我给你的建议的话，当然我自己也就是默念的时候也会这样做。那就是我们都知道，呼气的时候时间会比吸气的时间更长，对吧
？And so it takes longer to chant Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And it does to chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. 而如果我们来练诵 Hare Krishna 的话呢，就是练 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 那么这一句话就会比这个 Hare Rama 的那一句话就要更长。
So without forcing your breath, just breathing normally, as you breathe out,Silently chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And as you breathe in, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
所以说在你就是正常呼吸的情况下就是不要去强迫自己吸气强迫自己呼气怎么怎么样。那么在你吸呼气的时候对记住是呼气的时候就去念诵 Hare Krishna 的那一句话因为 Hare Krishna 的这句话更长。所以说这个呼气的时间本来又比吸气的时间更长，所以说呼气的时候念 Hare Krishna 的那一句，然后吸气的时候再念 Hare Rama 的那一句。
Now I don't recommend this for all devotees. This is just a suggestion for those who are interested in trying.
所以我当然并不是要推荐所有的奉献者都这样默念，而只是建议那些对这个感兴趣的，然后 奉献者可以参考运用这个方法。
It's very good to be able to chant silently or loud and be able to adapt to all kinds of situations.
而既能够大声的念诵又能够默念的话，这实际上是非常好的，因为这就使得我们可以能够适应所有的这种念诵的状况。
In this way, there's no obstacle to chanting, even when your body is sick.
那么以这样的方式的话，我们在念诵的这个过程当中就不会遭遇到任何的这种障碍。那么比如说如果你生病了的话，你没有办法大声念诵，那么如果你懂得默念，你也可以念诵圣名的。
Yeah, learn to chant the holy name and focus on the holy name in all situations, whether you're chanting aloud or silent.
学会在所有的状况之下来念诵圣名，专注于圣名，无论是大声的念还是默念。
OK, thank you.
谢谢你的问题。 OK, 然后上个星期最后的那个问题是 Ramananda Prabhu 问的，灵修最基础也是最核心的技术方法，就是在每天的生活中踏实的遵守好四项规范，灵在当下的念诵好十六圈，不要人为的把灵修复杂化，这种认识对吗？So Ramananda Prabhu was asking last week that the most fundamentaland the most essential technique or approach in spiritual practice is that on a daily basis, a person is grounded in following the four regulative principles and being present while chanting the 16 rounds, not artificially complicated the spiritual practice. Is this understanding correct?
Yes.Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends.
是的，这种认识是对的，就正如 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所推荐的那样。
But forget the past, it's sleeping.
他就曾说到，忘记沉睡的过去。
Don't dream about the future.
也不要幻想，未来。
Live in the present.
而是活在当下此刻。
Because that's the reality of life.
因为只有当下此刻才是人生的真相。
And you'll make progress.
然后这样的方式你就会得以进步。
So our main process that Lord Chaitanya has given us is the chanting of the holy name.
所以说主 Chaitanya 所给予我们的最主要的灵修过程，那就是念诵十六圈，念诵圣名。
In order to chant the holy name, we have to cultivate humility.
而想要得以念诵圣名的话，我们就必须要培养谦卑的态度。
Tolerance,
容忍。
Respect for all others,
对于所有其他人的尊敬。
And giving up the need for others to respect us,
并且放下其他人必须尊敬我们的这种需求。
And then to avoid the offenses in chanting,
然后并且避免在念诵中的冒犯。
So that we can come to pure chanting.
那么这样我们才能最终到达纯粹的念诵。
That's the essential process. It's so simple.
就是说这就是核心的过程，就这么简单。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taught that the root cause of all the ten offenses is pride and inattention.
Pride and inattention. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就教导我们说，导致我们在念诵中做出冒犯的根本原因，那就是我们的骄傲以及不专注。
So being attentive means you're present.
而专注于念诵，意思就是你是临在此刻的。
You're here.
就在这儿。
The sound of the holy name is here.
那么这个圣名的声音也在这儿。
And you're nowhere else.
而你不是在其他任何的地方。
If you're chanting the holy name.
而如果你在念诵圣名，
and you're thinking of something else,
而你在念诵圣名的过程当中却想了其他的事情，
then you're not here.
那你就没有在当下此刻，
and you're inattentive.
然后此时你就是不专注的。
So then progress will be, take a long time.
那么这样的话呢，我们的这种进步就会花费更长的时间。
Because when we're not here,
因为当我们没有在这儿的时候，
We're maintaining our false material self.
当我们没有临在当下此刻的时候，我们实际上就是在维系自己虚假的自我概念。
And we're maintaining our material attachment.
我们就是在维系着自己对物质的依附。
Which is another offense in chanting.
而这又是对于念诵所犯下的另一项冒犯。
So we have to follow the four regulative principles.
所以我们必须要遵循四项规范原则。
And chant with attention, or be present for the holy name when we chant.
然后并且专注的念诵，也就是在我们念诵的时候，能够为圣名而临在。
Then we'll be self-situated.
然后我们就会稳处于自我之中。
Come to a higher level of consciousness.
而这就会使得我们到达更高的知觉层面。
And then we're able to control the mind and the senses.
然后我们就能得以去控制心意和感官。
Because we're able to see what the mind is doing. We're able to see the false ego.
因为我们这个时候就能够看到自己的心意在做什么，就能够看到自己的假我。
So everything comes from the proper chanting of the holy name.
所以说所有的一切都来源于对于圣名的恰当的念诵。
Chanting the way the Lord Chaitanya and the previous acharyas have directed us.
以主柴塔尼亚和先前灵贝导灵性导师们所给予的方式来念诵。
Yes, very simple. And in Kali Yuga, we need very simple.
所以说，这真的是非常简单的，在卡利年代就是这么简单。
We don't have to read many books, just read Bhagavad Gita.
我们不需要读很多书，我们就只需要读博迦梵歌就行了。
And you know, chant.And give up sinful activities. Everything else is extra, but we have to do those basics.
就是念诵，并且放弃罪恶的活动，而所有其他的一切都是额外附加的。
And if we don't do those basics, it doesn't matter all the extra things we do.
而如果我们没有做到基本的，那就无论这个外面额外附加的做了有多好，这个都
Okay, thank you, Ramananda.
谢谢 Ramananda 卡布的问题。OK。
Harbo，Let
me look at 啊，
玛利亚尼玛大吉，我这儿现在有问题，因为我是用手机转，所以我只能念出来，然后你翻给 Maharaj 可以吗？
没事，我可以，行，你说。
是向马奎帕玛大吉代别人问的问题，他说非常感恩姑对瓦精彩的讲课和翻译美妙的翻译，想请教姑对瓦，常听一些年长的奉献者说，我们念诵没有品味，我们还没有 Krishna 知觉，我们还不够爱 Krishna。我们明白这样的表达方式，一方面可以代表谦卑，同时我的问题是如何恰当的表达谦卑，这是他第一个问题。然后，
等一下，所以说一方面就是说我们对于念诵没有品味，对于 Krishna 没有这种爱，那么一方面代表我们的谦卑的态度，那么如何培养，如何表达出自己的谦卑吗？
对，如何恰当的表达谦卑。
OK, 好，你稍等一下，我先问哈。OK, Guru Maharaj, because of Rama, Radha Priya Mataji's, you know, her phone thing, so she just repeats the question to me and I will translate to you. So today the devotee, Shama Kripa is asking on behalf of another devotee, and she said that senior devotees say that we have no taste in chanting, that means we have no love for Krishna. So, On one hand, it shows humility because we have no taste for chanting the love of Krishna. I want to ask that how I can properly express my humility.
Yeah, well, that's one way. That's how Lord Chaitanya expressed it.
对，所以这确实是一种方面，这就是主柴塔尼亚曾经表达他的谦卑的一个方式。
So humility actually arises out of honesty.
实际上谦卑是来自于诚实的。
We just honestly express, you know, our current situation, our current consciousness.
所以说我们只需要诚实的表达出我们当前所处的状况，诚实的表达出我们当前所拥有的知觉。
Then we can actually pray to the Lord with sincerity and ask for his help.
然后我们就能够满怀真诚的来向主祈祷，祈祷得到他的帮助。
Yeah, so we just focus on being honest. Humility will arise out of that, and we can sincerely pray.
所以说我们只需要专注于自己有足够的诚实的态度， 那么基于诚实的话，就会发展出这个谦卑的态度，而后我们就能够得以真诚的祈祷了。
Thank you for your question。
谢谢你的问题。是不是还有第二个？
啊，对，还有，还有第二个问题是，因为他后面的那个问题，就顾曼儿就刚才已经那个回答了，就是。所以我就问他后面的那个问题，他说不是这，我们静坐念诵可不可以算是冥想练习，或者姑姑说的冥想练习是早上起来还是随便什么时间，每次的时间多长？
哦，这个静坐念诵是不是一种冥想？
对，一种冥想练习。他想问姑姑妈，这就是每次这样的练习是早上还是随便什么时间，每次需要多长时间？
OK, 明白了。OK, so another question from this devotee that you recommend sit in silence and chant the holy name. Is this actually a kind of meditation? And then, so should I only do this in the early morning, or I can do it whenever I have time throughout the day?
Yeah, I recommend you learn how to chant both ways, aloud.Chant aloud in the morning.
Sorry, Gurudev, just hold on one sec. 那个亲爱的 Radha Priya, 麻烦你把静音开一下，然后这样的话呢，我们这边听着就会方便一点。然后等到你要说话的时候，你再打开那个说话的那个按钮，可以不 ？Okay, okay. So sorry, Gurudev. Can you restart? Thank
you. Yeah. So in the morning time. Refresh. Chant aloud.
所以说在早上的时候你可以先大声的念诵。
If you become tired while you're chanting,
而当如果要是大声的念诵让你开始觉得有点疲倦的话，
then you can sit and chant silently like I just described previously.
而后的话呢你就可以这种以静坐的方式来念诵，就是按照刚才我在讲课的时候谈到的那种静坐念诵的方式。
And whether you're chanting aloud or whether you're chanting silently, try and be present for at least 3 mantras and then repeat.
就是无论你是大声的念诵还是这种沉默的念诵，那么请你努力能够在三个曼陀罗之间保持对于曼陀罗的临在。
That's all.
因此而已。
That's all.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said I'm sorry like you didn't hear me.
好，接下来还有一个问题是 Helen 的，他说顶拜咕噜，亲爱的咕噜队，请问对自己过去的行为尤其是不好的行为负责是什么意思，怎么做才是对这些行为负责？
明白了。So Gumaraj, this devotee is asking that you say that we should be responsible for our pastbehaviors and actions, especially for our bad actions. So what does that mean to be responsible for the bad actions, and how can I do to be responsible for the bad actions?
Well, it just means that we admit, you know, we confess to the Lord that, you know, I hurt so many others with my thoughts, with my words and actions.
所以说这个对过往的错误的行为不好的行为这种承担起责任的话呢，意思就是我向主坦白，就是我曾经通过自己的念头，通过自己的言语，通过自己的行为对其他很多人或者某个人造成的伤害。
Ask the Lord to forgive you.
就你请求主来原谅你。
Then you make a determination not to do the same thing again.
而后的话呢，你就做出一个坚定的决定，以后再也不重蹈覆辙。
And then you also pray for all of those who you've hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, with your thoughts, words, and actions.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
而后的话呢，你又为那些你曾经伤害过的人，是在你知晓的情况下，或者是你完全不知晓的情况下，通过你的念头、言语和行为伤害到的那些人，为他们祈祷。
Pray that they may be healed from whatever hurt.
祈祷他们无论祈祷就是你所带给他们的伤害他们都能够从中得到治愈。
And you pray for their highest good, in Krishna consciousness.
并且你为他们祈祷，能够祈祷他们能够最终获得 Krishna 知觉当中最高的善，最高的好。
That's what I mean by being responsible.
所以这就是我所谈到的，就是承担起责任的意思。
哈利波特，没有别的问题了，今天就这三个问题。
Oh, okay, so far, there's more. No more questions.
Okay. All right, yeah, it's been 2 hours, so we should go more than 2 hours anyway, I think.
对，已经两个小时了，所以说也不能太超过两个多小时。
Okay, so, I'll talk to you soon about next week, and I wish everyone a happy Janmashtami and a happy Prabhupada's Vyas Puja Day.
所以说我们下个星期很快又会跟大家相见，然后祝愿大家这个 Janmashtami 节日快乐，祝愿大家怕怕的这个 Vyasa Puja 节日快乐。
Two most important days of the year.
一年当中最重要的两天。
And, thank you, Radhapriya, for today, and thank you, Narayana.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank all the devotees for listening and for their questions.
感谢所有聆听的奉献者以及提出的问题。
I look forward to being with you again this week.
很期望下个星期再和大家相会。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, Ajamiyo Kija.
外孙塔之音，福缘聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Radha Shiva Sari Dora Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh.
Krishna, Krishna.